Global warming. I remember it wasn't very long ago that many people didn't think global warming existed. Even though scientists were telling us about it, the average person in the street didn't think it was a serious concern. That's changed a lot in recent years, and global warming and climate change has become one of the most important challenges we face today. But what exactly is it? Well, global warming is the increase of the Earth's average surface temperature due to greenhouse gases that collect in the atmosphere, like a thickening blanket. These gases trap the sun's heat so that it can't escape, and this causes our planet to warm up. All of this began back in the 1700s when some countries started to develop heavy industry and use more fossil fuels, like coal, oil and gas. Every time we fly in a plane or drive our cars and lorries, we add to this effect by putting more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. In fact, there's more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere today than at any point in the last 800,000 years. North Americans make up just 4% of the world's population. However, they produce 25% of the carbon dioxide pollution from burning fossil fuels. One consequence of global warming is rising sea levels. Since 1870, sea levels have risen by over 20 centimetres around the world, and, as a result, low-lying areas are particularly vulnerable to flooding. Glaciers have shrunk and are receding. Ice on rivers and lakes is breaking up earlier, especially at the poles. Plant and animal ranges have shifted and trees are flowering sooner. The entire world ecosystem is changing. Heat waves caused by global warming present greater risk of heat-related illness and death. According to the US Global Change Research Program, the temperature in the US has increased by 2 degrees Celsius in the last 50 years, and precipitation has increased by 5%. Our coral reefs are also in danger from global warming. The oceans are warming up, and scientists fear that coral reefs will not be able to adapt quickly enough to the resulting changing conditions. And bleaching incidents and diseases will increase and endanger marine life. All of the above paints a very bleak picture, and if we don't act soon, global warming will have a severe effect on us, on our children, and also on the future of the human race.